Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Exploration. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Thank you for your generosity sustaining Behind the Black, because Garrel Swift is back in operations. Bob, what is Garrel Swift?
Garrel Swift is an orbiting space telescope that was designed to initially discover what gamma ray bursts are. And what it does is it looks at a spot in space in multiple wavelengths, and it can swing to look at a spot very quickly. So if they've got a detection that looks like it's interesting, some kind of energy burst, Swift immediately looks at it in multiple wavelengths, and that way you can discover the counterpart of like a gamma ray burst in optical light. And it was key in discovering that. Well, about a month ago, it went out of it went into safe mode. Something was wrong, and they've now taken it out of safe mode. It's once again doing science operations, which is great. One of the reason they had the problem was one of its six reaction wheels or gyroscopes failed, and now they uploaded new software that allows the telescope to function with its five remaining gyroscopes. They've come up with this kind of technology now for many different telescopes like Hubble, able to function in as little as maybe sometimes one gyroscope. And so Garrel Swift is now functioning again and can do astronomy work, John. It's good news.
And Curiosity's travels to the rocky pediment. And Curiosity is the older rover, not Perseverance. This is an image that you provide for us, Bob. Once again, I love these images. This is a composite image, I believe.
Yes, this is a panorama I've created from three different navigation images from Curiosity. Curiosity has been climbing through a notch to get up to something called the Green Who pediment. And this is a very rocky, difficult to traverse terrain that back in 2020, Curiosity had peeked over a ridgeline to look at it, and it was really looked bad. It looked like this is not going to be possible to traverse. Well, they've been traveling for a long time to a different route to cross the pediment, and they've now gotten to a position where they can look at the pediment, and I've got what the panorama shows, and this doesn't look as bad terrain as the previous panorama that I had posted. And I've got a link on this post on Behind the Black to that earlier image, and if you compare the two, you'll see that there's hope that Curiosity can cross this terrain. In fact, it's likely, and that's a good thing. And so this is just another one of the spectacular images of Gale Crater from Curiosity as it climbs the mountains, and so you get really good views all the time, and I'm going to keep posting.
Do they pick their way through the rocky parts? Is that what appears to be sand as opposed to...
Yes, they're going to try to avoid, you know, some of this becomes sand dunes which they could get stuck in, so they got to kind of make a choice. But this is much smoother. And once again, there's a link in this post, John, to the 2020 panorama. And if you click on that and compare the two, readers, try this too, you'll see the significant difference in the roughness of the terrain. And where they're located, this was their planned route. They're avoiding the worst terrain based on orbital images, and it looks like it's been a success, and that's a good thing.
Deformed Martian crater. These are cool images. Bob uses the orbitals, and it looks like raindrops hit alternately on the surface of Mars.
It's a good guess, John. This is a series of deformed craters in what I call glacier country, which means you've got a lot of subsurface but near-surface ice. And so these craters probably have ice in them, glacial material. But they also appear to be secondary craters from maybe two different crater impacts. In other words, a big crater impact occurs, throws off rocks that create secondary craters. And because there's different craters overlaid each other here, and the ones that are on the bottom are more distorted, I suspect we're looking at two different big impacts. And I have a overview map that shows two possible candidates for that. It's once again just very strange alien terrain on Mars.
It's raining metal. Where, Bob?
This is a exoplanet 880 light years away. It's a hot Jupiter who's tidally fixed, so one hemisphere always faces the sun and the other one's in night. And they think because of the difference in temperature between the two, metals become gas on the day side, and then condense into rain of metals and gems on the night side. Imagine.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman, the month of February. Your subscriptions are welcome. Your generosity most appreciated. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.